Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Ace the Describe a Time When You Switched to a Healthier Diet question. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the importance of preparing for various topics that may arise during the test. One such topic that has gained popularity in recent years is related to healthy eating habits. In this article, we'll focus on how to effectively answer the question, describe a time when you switched to a healthier diet in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific question, let's quickly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Our main focus will be on Part 2, but we'll also cover potential questions for Parts 1 and 3 related to the topic of healthy eating. Part 1, introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about your diet and eating habits. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think you have a healthy diet? Band 6-7, answer. I try to eat healthily most of the time. I make sure to include fruits and vegetables in my meals, but I occasionally indulge in some junk food too. Band 8-9, answer. I'd say my diet is relatively balanced. I make a conscious effort to incorporate a variety of nutrient-rich foods into my daily meals, such as leafy greens, lean proteins, and whole grains. However, I also believe in moderation, so I don't completely deprive myself of the occasional treat. Q. Have you ever tried to change your eating habits? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I have. Last year I decided to cut down on sugar and processed foods. It was challenging at first, but I felt much better after a few weeks. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely. I've made several attempts to optimize my eating habits over the years. The most significant change was when I transitioned to a predominantly plant-based diet about 2 years ago. It was quite a paradigm shift in terms of meal planning and preparation, but the health benefits I experienced were truly remarkable. Part 2, long turn, cue card. Now, let's focus on the main question. Here's a sample cue card you might encounter. Describe a time when you switched to a healthier diet. You should say, when this happened, why you decided to change your diet, what specific changes you made, how you felt about the new diet. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a significant change I made to my diet about 2 years ago when I decided to adopt a more plant-based approach to eating. This decision came after I watched a thought-provoking documentary on the impact of our food choices on both personal health and the environment. The documentary shed light on the numerous health benefits associated with a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes, while also highlighting the potential risks of consuming excessive amounts of processed foods and animal products. This information resonated deeply with me, and I felt compelled to make a change. I gradually transitioned my diet over the course of a few months. I started by incrementally reducing my consumption of red meat and replacing it with plant-based protein sources like lentils, chickpeas, and tofu. I also made a concerted effort to incorporate more leafy greens and colorful vegetables into my meals. Additionally, I cut back significantly on processed snacks and sugary drinks, opting instead for whole fruits, nuts, and water. Initially, the change was quite challenging. I had to educate myself about proper nutrition and learn new cooking techniques to make plant-based meals more appealing. However, as I persevered, I began to notice some remarkable changes. My energy levels increased substantially, and I found myself feeling more alert and focused throughout the day. I also experienced improved digestion and a general sense of well-being. Perhaps the most unexpected benefit was how this dietary shift expanded my culinary horizons. I discovered a whole world of delicious plant-based recipes and ingredients that I had never explored before. This not only made my meals more exciting, but also fostered a deeper appreciation for diverse cuisines and cooking methods. In retrospect, switching to a healthier, more plant-based diet has been one of the most transformative decisions I've made for my overall health and lifestyle. While it required some initial effort and adjustment, the long-term benefits have far outweighed any temporary discomfort or inconvenience. Examiner's follow-up questions. After your response, the examiner might ask some follow-up questions. Here are a few possibilities with sample answers. Q. Did you face any challenges while adapting to your new diet? Band 6 to 7 answer. Yes, I did. At first, it was hard to give up some of my favorite foods, and I had to learn how to cook new dishes. But after a while, it got easier, and I started to enjoy my new way of eating. Band 8-9 answer. The transition came with its share of challenges. The most significant hurdle was overcoming ingrained habits and cravings for less healthy foods. Additionally, navigating social situations where healthier options were limited required some creative problem solving. However, I viewed these challenges as opportunities for growth and learning, which ultimately made the experience more rewarding. Q. Have you maintained this healthier diet since then? Band 6 to 7. Answer. For the most part, yes. I still eat mostly healthy foods, but I allow myself some treats now and then. I think it's important to have a balance. Band 8-9 answer. I've largely adhered to the principles of my healthier diet, though I've adopted a more flexible approach over time. I believe in the concept of crowding out, focusing on adding nutritious foods rather than strictly eliminating others. This sustainable mindset has allowed me to maintain the core of my healthy eating habits while still enjoying occasional indulgences without guilt. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think people in your country are generally health conscious when it comes to their diet? Band 6-7 answer. I think it varies. Some people are very health conscious and careful about what they eat, while others don't pay much attention to their diet. In recent years, though, I've noticed more people trying to eat healthier. Band 8-9. Answer. The level of dietary health consciousness in my country has been evolving rapidly in recent years. While there's still a significant portion of the population that adheres to traditional eating habits, which may not always align with current nutritional guidelines, there's a growing trend towards healthier choices. This shift is particularly noticeable among younger generations and urban populations, who are increasingly well-informed about the link between diet and overall well-being. However, it's important to note that this increased awareness doesn't always translate into sustained behavior change. Factors such as convenience, affordability, and deeply ingrained cultural practices continue to influence dietary choices. Additionally, the prevalence of conflicting nutritional information in the media can lead to confusion and make it challenging for individuals to make informed decisions about their diet. Q. How do you think governments can encourage people to adopt healthier diets? Band 6-7. Answer. I think governments can do a lot to help people eat healthier. They could run educational campaigns, make healthy food cheaper, and maybe put higher taxes on unhealthy foods. Schools could also teach children about nutrition. Band 8-9. Answer. Governments have a multifaceted role to play in promoting healthier dietary habits among their populations. A comprehensive approach would likely yield the most significant results. This could include implementing nutrition education programs in schools and communities to foster a deeper understanding of the impact of food choices on health from an early age, enacting policies that make healthier foods more accessible and affordable, such as subsidies for fruits and vegetables or incentives for grocery stores to open in underserved areas, regulating food labeling to ensure clear, accurate information about nutritional content, enabling consumers to make more informed choices, collaborating with the food industry to reformulate products to reduce levels of salt, sugar, and unhealthy fats, utilizing fiscal measures such as taxes on sugar-sweetened beverages or ultra-processed foods, coupled with subsidies for healthier alternatives, launching public health campaigns that not only educate but also inspire and motivate individuals to make lasting changes to their eating habits. However, it's crucial that these initiatives are culturally sensitive and tailored to the specific needs and preferences of diverse populations. A one-size-fits-all approach is unlikely to be effective given the complex nature of dietary habits and their deep roots in cultural and personal identities. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To boost your IELTS speaking score, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases into your responses. Paradigm shift, HIFT, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, adopting a plant-based diet was a paradigm shift in my approach to nutrition. To resonate, resonate, verb, to evoke a strong feeling or response. Example, the information about the health benefits of whole foods really resonated with me. To make a concerted effort, to try very hard to do something, especially when working with others. Example, I made a concerted effort to incorporate more vegetables into my daily meals. To foster, foster, verb, to encourage the development of something. Example, this dietary change fostered a deeper appreciation for diverse cuisines. Transformative, formative, adjective, causing a marked change in someone or something. Example, switching to a healthier diet was a transformative experience for me. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like dietary changes, use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced and topic-specific words naturally into your responses. Provide specific examples. Support your statements with personal anecdotes or concrete instances. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show your ability to analyze the topic from multiple perspectives, especially in Part 3. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to express ideas smoothly and coherently. Show enthusiasm. Genuine interest in the topic can positively impact your delivery and engagement with the examiner. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Regular practice and exposure to a wide range of topics will help you build the confidence and skills needed to perform well on test day.